Yeah. gone. I really wish I was less of a thinking man and more a fool who's not afraid of rejection. All night long, all night long, I'll just be standing there, cause I know I don't have the guts to come on. And I'll be sleeping with the television on. Your eyes are saying, talk to me. Oh, my attitude is for, don't waste your time. Somebody else's same old line. All night long, all night long, we'll just be standing here, cause somebody might do somebody wrong. And we'll be sleeping with the television on.
Television on.
Oh, sleeping with the television on.
Just how I've been feeling over you, but they said it really.
90.9 WONY. It's old school vinyl with the old professor. That would be me. And welcome. 12 past 11 now. And in this past set, in the stacks of wax, we heard some old classics. Kind of a theme, old school vinyl with old school forms of communication on the radio, the real terrestrial stuff. Stuff here down in the valley on my little radio, not streaming. Yeah, it's classic. Donna Summer was first there on the radio. Billy Joel, Sleeping with the Television On. Easy to stream these days, but little TV still could. Blondie was before that, Hanging on the Telephone. And again, another real classic, a handwritten letter in your letter. That's REO Speedwagon from 1983. Going back a few years there, stacks of vinyl. The old professor. On election day. And you know, times can get stressful around campus if you're going to the voting booth. Which people? And there's the academic workload we've got. You gotta keep up with friends, social media, dealing with some difficult people. Nah, never have any of those. Times the stress can just get to you. Let it get to you, okay? At SUNY Oneonta, we want you to feel safe, have someone to help, someone to listen. And the Counseling Center can help. The Counseling Center provides short-term individual counseling, daily crisis appointments, and more. So visit oneonta.edu, Counseling Center, for an appointment or other services. That's oneonta.edu/counseling center. The Counseling Center. They're here to help you. And that's a public service from 90.9 WONY. I'm Professor Simonson, Mark Simonson, in the civilian world, in the newspapers, and amongst my friends. I'll be professor around here. And some good shows coming up later on today, Election Day, and tomorrow, too. Tomorrow, about this time, we'll have Mornings with Minna. We've got Super Bad on Wednesday to wake you up on Election Day after. Breaks. Learny tunes. We got New Music Wednesday. That's always a good surprise. See what they dig up and what was sent by the record companies. That must be exciting. Kind of like Christmas, opening those things up. And then the Young Quest will be coming along about 4. Orbiting Earth with Brooke, and at Night Log with Login with Log Logan Breen. Say that 5 times fast. All right. So again, it's old school vinyl. And, you know, last week I wasn't on the air, unfortunately. Ghosts in the machine here, but they're fixed. We've exorcised them, apparently. But we got a little bit of leftover Halloween candy. I've got some, getting the sugar buzz still. And I figure this next set will be for leftover Halloween candy and scares and things like that. Well, put it in the books, as a radio broadcaster for the Met says. Put it in the books. You're listening to 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. Yeah.
Mighty Swamp way back in Booger Woods. He never did do a lot of harm in the world, but he never did do no good. People didn't think too much of him. They all thought he acted funny. The old man didn't care about people anyway. All he cared about was his money. He'd stuff it all down into mason jars and he'd bury it all around. And on certain nights, if the moon was right, he'd dig it up out of the ground. He'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lucius Clay was a greedy old man, and that's all that there was to it.
But I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it, 'cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, but there's some things in this world you just can't explain.
The Cable Boys was white trash. You lived over on Carver's Creek. They were mean as a snake and sneaky as a cat, and belligerent when they'd speak. One night the oldest brother said, y'all meet me in the woolly swamp later, and we'll take old Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators. They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand, 13 rusty mason jars he just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man, and they picked him up off the ground and threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack, picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. It's been 50 years ago, and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon is right, down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
If you ever go back in the woody swamp way, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of the woods that make a strong man die with pride. Things that crawl and things that fly, things that creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of the Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around. But I couldn't believe it.
90.9 WONY. Old school vinyl with the old professor. Good morning to you. 11:36. Going into our last hour. Where'd these 2 hours go? Flying right by. Well, glad to have you along. I am the old professor. And in the last set, and our theme of leftover Halloween candy and other ghosts and goblins, we heard All You Zombies from the band Hooters. The Eagles before that, Witchy Woman. Going into a little bit of a country genre here with the Charlie Daniels Band in front of that, The Legend of Woolly Swamp. Nice and scary music, too, starting out from the Electric Light Orchestra, Fire on High, on 90.9 WONY. Glad you're keeping it locked on this election day. And before we head out of here, we'll take a look at some history that was going on at the SUNY Oneonta campus. We're going to go way back this time, way back. We're looking at 75 years ago, 1949, taken from the State Times. They're working on stories as we speak for a new edition. Be watching out online for that, State Times, here on campus. But we were looking at things like the college down on Normal Avenue. Only one building there was. They were going to form a radio production class. Yay! Here for the radio. Students were holding a mock UN conference. I read something recently about that happening here, which is nice. Downtown at the Oneonta Theater, a little nostalgic 1949. We were watching Gone with the Wind. Of course, that was a 1939 film, but they keep bringing it back. My friend Irma was brand new, and it introduced Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Yeah. How about that? Advertisers at the time included Decker's Bakery downtown. Oh, they had good Half Moon cookies. Excellent. Let's see. What else was going on? Modern Dance Club was formed for the first time. And they asked in an editorial, cooperate. We need you. The editorial said, why can't we have more social activities with Hartwick? Well, there have been several attempts to hold combined dances, but the students haven't cooperated by attending. But this coming Friday, the social committee is sponsoring a Sadie Hawkins dance, and it's for both schools. Cooperate. We needed more cooperation. In the next edition, I can tell you that Arethusa Sorority announces the marriage of Lucy Owens to Jerry Davis. He was a Hartwick football star. She was an upcoming teacher here at the college. So there was cooperation going on, you might say. Yeah. This date in history, 1949. I'm playing diverse music today, some stuff from the 60s, some country music. I think we should kind of get into this last set with a little bit of the spirit of post-World War II. It'll be up and coming. Nice little change of pace in music, but it's on vinyl. That's what we're all about here. Old school vinyl with the old professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. Thank you.
you know, Joe?
I don't know nothing.
What you know, Joe?
Tell me something.
What you know, Joe?
Ain't conniving, I ain't jiving. I don't know.
What you know, Joe?
Well, I don't know Latin.
What you know, Joe?
Ain't hi-hatting.
What you know, Joe?
I ain't fooling, I need schooling. I don't know.
I don't know. Mama tried to tell me so. Papa wouldn't let me go. Couldn't even see a movie show.
What you know, Joe?
Well, I just can't figure.
What you know, Joe?
Well, I don't dig you.
What you know, Joe?
Hey, quit your squawking. I ain't talking. I just don't know.
90.9 WONY with old school vinyl with the old professor. Kind of bringing this thing in for a landing. It's about 5 of noon. And it's been a pleasure to be with you. Always enjoy it. Hope to be with you here next Tuesday as well. 10 to noon. Who'll be here in this past set? Just before this, we heard It's Just Talk with Pat Metheny. Before that, it was The Wind and I with George Benson. And starting us out, going back into the late 1940s, Tommy Dorsey. And What You Know, Joe? As we bring this edition to a finish, some of the bumper music you've been hearing today, just so you know, was by Larry Carlton. He's a jazz guitarist, and the name of that album was Discovery. Always a favorite of mine. Closing things out here is his older brother, Mike Metheny. And this song is called Incognito. So we're going to kind of slip on out of here. We'll take a look at a little bit of a news update, give you a forecast, and I got to get on my way to some office hours somewhere, the old professor does. So, again, let's start with a round of congratulations. We'll finish, too, with the music department for being named by Billboard as a top music business school for the 5th consecutive year. Huzzah! Oneonta's moving along 42 colleges and universities in the United States, England, and Spain selected for inclusion on a 2024 list. Artist Alley, hosted by the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center, will take place this evening at 7 at the Great Room at Lee Hall. Take a break, unwind, and get creative at a variety of activity stations, including vinyl painting, rainbow loom, rock painting, phone charm, ring making, and other crafts. A little stress off there. And join the Management Club tomorrow at 2 p.m. to gain insight on the study abroad programs offered here. I've made a few recommendations for some of my students for that in the past. That will be held, again, 2 o'clock in Alumni Hall of Room 107. And no doubt, as we head out of here, it may be a stressful day ahead. So it just so happens tomorrow is National Stress Awareness Day. And at 10 a.m. in the living room of Hunt Union, the Counseling Center is hosting a Build Your Own Stress Kit Hour. So come pick out a fidget, essential oil, tea, and stickers to put into your de-stress bag. We'll also be sharing mindfulness tips and activities as well as educating on their services. So more campus news coming in the next hour. Again, a final forecast for today. Nice election day. Will be mostly sunny with a high of 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny again. There's a chance of showers. It's still warm, though. High of 72. Gotta like that. Then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it'll be sunny. A little bit cooler. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Lows in the mid 30s. So there you have it. Another edition of the Old School Vinyl with the Old Professor. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday, 10 a.m. Have yourself a good day ahead, and breathe. Relax. Take care.